There was a woman once who, because of her Christian conscience, defied the government, and they came against her. They found out that she had some baggage. Well, don't we all? She had some things that were wrong in her life before she met Christ, and they would not allow the story of redemption to be told. They would not accept it, and they slandered her because of that. But she stuck to her principles, even going to jail, because Christ had redeemed her. Listen to what happened. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And Jesus and the disciples came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when Jesus was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been torn off by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, What do I have to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God that you do not torment me. For Jesus said unto him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is your name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was near unto the mountains a great herd of pigs feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the pigs, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 of them, and they were drowned in the sea. And they that fed the pigs fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what had been done. And they came to Jesus, and they saw him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the pigs. And they began to pray Jesus to depart out of their coast. And when he was come unto the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed that he might be with Jesus. However, Jesus would not let him, but said unto him, Go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. You see, Jesus unloads the baggage in our life. He makes us different. He helps us every day. And we cannot allow the memory of that baggage to be a hindrance to us and to stop us from declaring the great works of God. Rather, it should be our testimony. And don't let people put you down because of your past life, because Jesus has redeemed your soul. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for redeeming my soul. I will have great confidence in you today, in your grace, in your mercy toward me, realizing no matter what people say, no matter what they bring up against me, the one who is my judge is the Father above, and his grace is all over me. In Jesus' name, amen.